May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Our psalm on this All Saints Day helps us trust God's promises. Our loving Lord is someone who we depend upon to deliver all his saints, whether the famous superheroes of our faith or common everyday saints like you and me, because God is a promise-keeping God. Psalm 34 explores a number of promises that have never failed, but I want to point out just a few of them this evening to remind us of how God has kept them in the lives of his beloved people in the past. I sought the Lord, and he answered and delivered me out of all my terror. Well, hot on the heels of what's just happened recently in New York, talk of terror is like shooting fish in a barrel, unfortunately. Terror often brings up thoughts of jihadis or white supremacists, whether at home or abroad nowadays. Some of us may even be ridden by anxiety over politics, economic woes, family feuds, or the juggernaut of the drug epidemic. But let's consider a lesser-known saint like Saint Dimphna, the patron of those who struggle with mental illness, fear, and anxiety. She was a young Irish convert who committed her life to a life of chastity, but her father was a violent pedophile who cut off her head when she refused to submit to his grotesque advances. Doesn't sound like a tale of deliverance from terror, does it, at first? But later, saints set up a hospital in her name that ended up becoming a hub for people who were set free from mental illness for over half a century. Her martyrdom served to inspire others who, in turn, could help others who struggled with their own terrors. The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him, and he will deliver them. Well, the angel of the Lord shows up at important times in the Old Testament and has been thought of by many commentators over the centuries as a pre-incarnate appearance of God the Son, or at least a physical manifestation of the one true God. Besides, the psalmist probably wasn't thinking about Jesus when he wrote this, but he certainly knew the stories of of when the angel of the Lord rescued Hagar and his son Ishmael from dying of thirst in the desert, or the time when the angel of the Lord stopped Balaam in his tracks from prophesying doom against Israel as they were crossing the promised land over into the promised land, or the time when Gideon feared for his life for having seen God after the angel of the Lord appeared. These theophanies, these moments in which God the Son's coming is foreshadowed physically, they set the stage for us to welcome God when he comes among humanity in the person of Christ, as witnessed by his apostles. And now, as we await his return, we are literally encompassed by God's presence with the gift of the Holy Spirit, who dwells in and among us all who claim Christ by faith. So we should expect the Spirit to be active in our lives even more than the psalmist had hoped for, because God himself doesn't only show up for important moments like the Old Testament saints, but abides with us continually. Fear the Lord, you that are his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. Our own patron saint, Saint Francis of Assisi, is the patron saint of the poor. Giving up a life of inherited indulgence and luxury, Francis left worldly goods behind in order to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. The brothers who gathered around him lived off the benevolence of others and shared of their meager substance with the poorest of the poor in a discipline of radical hospitality. And God provided. People who regularly work among the inner city homeless believers or the extremely impoverished faithful in Appalachia can share stories of how these poor would literally give their last dollar to help someone else, but then experience God's miraculous provision soon after. Many people make note of the fact that Jesus never instructs us to pray for my needs tomorrow, but only for our daily bread. This helps us get our focus off of ourselves and onto others, plus off of worrying about the future in order to trust the Lord who holds the future in his hands. The Lord ransoms the life of his servants, and none will be punished who trust in him. This promise is one we all should be able to bear witness to. This isn't just the province of the super saints, because Jesus' blood was shed for the sins of the whole world. None of us is outside of the reach of his redemption. We can all experience forgiveness. We should all enjoy that due sense that the Lord loves us with an everlasting love. So take a moment to think about what Christ has done for you. What has he rescued you from? What sins has he forgiven you of? How has he shown you compassion? How has he poured out his goodness in ways that you never expected? The stories of God's faithfulness that we share on All Saints' Day should never be just the ones that wow, the tales of just the celebrity saints. They should be the everyday tales of grandmothers praying for their family and friends, parents attending church with their kids, and children obeying that spirit-inspired voice telling them to be kind to the kid in school who everyone else picks on. At VBS this summer, and now at Frank's Friends, and at our most recent Rhythms of Grace service, we've been focusing on the heroes of the faith. But underlying every story shared is the reality that we are all heroes of the faith when we follow Jesus courageously and faithfully. We are all saints in the truest sense of the word. So along with the psalmist, we can expect God to free us from fears, to surround us with his presence, to provide for our needs, and to rescue us from sin and death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.